podcast evolved after you practically solved every puzzle in Riddy. You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last-minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Hey, you, mister, you want to buy a paper?
Yes, me, I'll take a paper. Oh, sorry, you.
Oh, there's only one left. So I guess the bidding starts at two tuppence.
All right, I'll take it for two tuppence and one nickel, please.
I'll kill you for it, you little snake. Stab, 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 stab. Hey, there's a bunch of papers here. What have I done? Oh, God, who am I?
And Aaron, that's from Newsies, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And do you know the song, Who Am I? Mm-hmm. You know how JPC's character just screamed that? How does that song go?
How does that go?
Who am I?
Wait a minute.
I'm Jean Valjean.
Les Miserables?
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Well, the reason I wanted to sell you all some papes, and Aaron and Newsies, they call them papes, right?
Headlines don't sell papes. Newsies sell papes. Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us? No.
I don't know.
I really need to know, Aaron. Do they really call them papes and Newsies?
Yeah, they do.
Do they really? Say,
headlines don't sell papes. Newsies sell papes.
It's pretty jarring.
Bale. Yeah.
Because papes, it doesn't feel like short for anything. Like, it's just, you're just swapping out a letter.
Because Christian Bale is like, he's a boy in that, right?
Yes, like he's 16-ish. He's like a teen.
It makes it all the worse when he still yells at that sound guy. Because it's like, not only is it a 16-year-old kid yelling at the boom mic guy.
I can see you in my sight line. Get the fuck out of the way.
The power dynamic is just so, you know, it's off, right? It's like.
Screams at the sound guy and then goes, nubbin with all the muckety mucks, I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe. God, Newsies is so good. It's so good.
My favorite part is one of them is in prison or something, and he goes, is that Dave? Because somebody comes to the window.
Is that Davey?
Is that Dave?
They actually treat me okay here, Davey. I get meals and my leg don't feel so bad. That's crutches.
Wait a second. Adel, you've seen this?
I saw the movie in 2020. Aaron and I did a Instagram sensational series called, I don't know, it was like fucking Broadway Mondays or something.
But it was the highlight of my life.
Where we would watch a musical of one of our suggestions, and then we'd go on Instagram Live and talk about it. And Newsies was Aaron's first suggestion.
So Newsies is real? This isn't something from Aaron's brain that just kind of, this is a real movie?
JBC, mm-hmm. If you put a newspaper under your pillow, tomorrow you will wake up with ink everywhere. Sorry, a paper. Did you get a paper? Aaron, did you get your paper smear?
Yes, Aaron, I believe I am on top of my health, so I got my paper smear.
We're only 4 minutes into this episode, but as soon as Adel said papes, I said, I think he's probably going to say pape schmear at some point as well.
Can I say that those hurt so bad? Women's healthcare is such a fucking joke, because if either of you dum-dums had to get anything scraped from the inside of you, they would knock you out. They would give you numbing cream. They would do
Aaron,
all sorts of stuff.
No. It is not the case. Have you ever had a ruler stuck up your ass?
You do that for pleasure and fun.
Wait a minute.
You do that for pleasure.
JPC, I don't think you're
going to. I wanted
to
know how many rulers I could fit.
They just, you go in on like a Tuesday, you hide your underwear in your purse, because that is what being a woman is hiding your underwear in your purse because you don't want your doctor to see it.
Sounds like a Randy Newman song.
And then it hurts so bad. And then you're like, oh, we just, and if you've ever gotten an IUD, all this shit hurts so bad.
Why does healthcare hurt so bad?
Sometimes being a woman.
These people with uteruses get cramps. So you know what? They're just used to a high tolerance of pain. And meanwhile, men are like, I have a cold. It hurts to have a cold. Is this hitting with you guys? Is this good stand-up?
Aaron, the thing is, yes, birth control. For a woman, you know, it can hurt very bad. But do you know how much a condom hurts a guy?
Oh,
it's like
pride wise.
It's like getting your whole shit fucking squeezed, man. It sucks so bad.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. What are we talking about today, Adel?
History, the past. We're talking. It's this day in history. It's been, I don't know, freaking a year and a half.
Is it
or
the
something.
Day? Are we on the day? Or is it the day that we do this every year?
No joke. I woke up today and I said, this is probably going to be my Patreon. And then I panicked and I said, oh no, Adel, you idiot. You've done it again. You've done the exact same date that you've done twice before. Thank God we're 2 weeks out. I'm 2 weeks away.
So funny. So
we should have about this time of year.
We should have done it again. Oh, that's so funny. That okay. So yeah. Fun. So the world is probably going to be like dramatically different 2 weeks before, right?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Because that's how history works, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It gets less dramatic as you go back in time.
There are days when years happen, and there are weeks when 1 month happens. And that is history, my dear boy.
I hope it's all the same event.
I think there was something. If I hear something about the fucking Beatles, I'm gonna flip my wig, because then it's all the same events.
Because the Beatles did something?
The Beatles only did one thing ever, one good thing, and that's when Ringo lived.
I mean, that's pretty good. Let's start going through some time. So this is going to be February 23rd. This is all the fun stuff that happened February 23rd throughout history. What was that?
Is there a February 23rd this year? Oh, yes, because of a leap year.
Mm-hmm. Nobody look it up. Nobody look it up.
JPC, no joke. Here, this is real. 1971, February 23rd, 1971. George Harrison.
Oh, wow. My God. You're fucking.
No joke. No joke. This is on the list.
Did your heart skip a beat when JBC said that thing about Beatles? Like,
was
oh,
scrambling because
no.
I had seen it earlier when I took a screenshot. I was scrambling to find it. February 23rd, 1971. George Harrison is fined and he's fined.
He's fined.
George Harrison is fined and his driver's license is suspended for 1 year. Now imagine being the cop who's like, fucking asshole, won't drive on the right side of the road. You pull him over. It's George Harrison. What do you...
Wait, is that why he got pulled over? For driving on the wrong side of the road? You've been in America for too long.
And it's going to take some money.
Baby, well... Then he said to his wife, Linda Ronstadt, I believe, he said, baby, you can drive my car. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. Oh, thank you. And he goes, well, my license is suspended for 1 year. So that's why you're driving it. I do
want to
see
in 71,
you're asking
George
me
Harrison.
If I am drunk. I don't know.
Why don't we do it in the road? No, sir. Step out of the car.
Adel, do you have more information about this? I'd love to know what his penalty for being... Why he got his license suspended for a year after a traffic incident.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find out.
It couldn't have been 70. It couldn't have been drunk driving, because in 71, that was okay. The cop would give you like a wink and a nod and say, you know, like, get
here's
to
a
your
cigarette.
Second, yeah, here's a second. Here's a cigarette. Get to your second family safe.
Well, here's.
You would say that.
I looked up 1971 George Harrison fined, and this is not what I was looking for, but the very top article says, Harrison was found guilty of subconscious plagiarism and had to pay $1,600,000, the earnings from My Sweet Lord, to songwriter Ronnie Mack.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
So that's
the guy that did all the McDonald's jingles. And George Harrison ripped them off, huh? Wow, damn.
Okay, this might be it. Okay, here we go. George Harrison, find... Or, okay, doesn't say what he did.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are George Harrison, and you are calling Paul McCartney on the phone to have him get you out of some trouble. Played by Adel.
Pick up the phone. Paul, pick up the phone.
Ahoy, hoy. Chips ahoy.
Paul, it's me, George.
George, it's me, Paul.
Two of the Beatles.
Two of the best Beatles.
I fucked up. I'm in a mess. I'm in a mess, mate.
Oh, no. Did you do it again? Did you write another song with Eric Clapton? The piece of shite.
No.
The piece of shite.
I'm trying to distance myself from him because I think in like 50 years he's gonna be pretty problematic. Actually, a long time before. Doesn't matter.
And I think in two years he's gonna be married to your wife.
Fuck that piece of shit. I love Linda Ronstadt more than anything, and I'll never get divorced from her.
Wait, Linda's the name of me wife. Linda McCartney.
Let's not dig too deep into it. I need you to come pick me up.
Oh, why? You know I drive a yellow submarine on wheels?
What?
I'm just joking. I thought we were just having fun.
Well, no, we don't.
Outside of work, we don't really talk. I thought to throw in some jokes and jabs.
What work? Didn't we break up?
Oh, no, we're still... Oh.
Are we still the Beatles at this point?
Well, me, John, and Ringo are.
John's alive!
Yeah, oh, you didn't know. You know how I died?
No!
We did a whole thing where if you play...
Please! Tell me Ringo's dead as well.
No.
Although he is burning.
Is Ringo there? Are you in the hot tub together? The hot tub that I bought for you?
I live here.
Once it's a gift, it's a gift.
Scene.
My Beatles chronology timeline is pretty messed up. What year did John Lennon get assassinated?
1980?
Yeah, probably was 78, 79. Was it that late?
Okay. Let me look.
Okay, let's see here.
It says, okay, so I found this.
December 8th, 1980.
George Harrison, in like 71, he thought there was like a policeman hammering the roof of his car, and he thought it was just a fan, so he ignored him. But the policeman was trying to like tell him that he had caused a big traffic jam. And then it looks like after that, it was alleged yesterday at Well Street Magistrates Court, Harrison drove three times at the constable. I don't know what that means. And he pleaded guilty to driving without a reasonable consideration. So basically he thought that like a cop was a fan and he was like, okay, fuck off. I don't give a shit. And then the cop was like, nah, I'm not a fan. But does that mean the cop wasn't a fan? Because he should get off if the cop was a fan of the Beatles.
That's so funny. He must have been a Stones guy. I found like a 40-page article about George Harrison and cars. Like, it seems like there's something going on here. He's been in an unbelievable amount of accidents.
Oh, here comes a conspiracy.
What is going on? This is truly, I'm going to send it. This is like a college thesis. It's called Drive My Car, The Beatles Road Incidents, but it's all George. I also found, this is very funny. I also found a timestamp here. So February 23rd, 1971, his license is suspended for 1 year. Mm. No joke. February 28th, 1972, which is a year and a week to the date. George Harrison is involved in a minor car accident.
No way.
Hey, look, honestly, if you haven't been driving, if you haven't been driving for a year, that makes sense. You're all rusty.
Yeah. You're out of practice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What was wrong with this guy?
I don't know. Hey, do you think Matthew Broderick still drives? Or do you think after he killed two people, he doesn't?
I hope not.
He's like, you know what? I shouldn't drive anymore.
I think he lives in New York, so no.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Halle Berry killed someone with her car.
Anyways.
Swept under the rug. Here we go. Going back a little, just slightly further than 1971. February 23rd, 1455. Johannes Gutenberg prints his first Bible. And it says his first Bible. So I don't know if he was like, you know, tinkering with his own version.
He's setting the typeface and he's like, by God, what about by Johannes Gutenberg?
My favorite thing about the Bible is it has never changed since its original conception in like 2,000 years ago. No one's ever rewritten it. No one's ever changed the meaning of any words. It's been the same and no human has translated it for their own agenda.
My favorite part about it was like, I think it was like 3 to 5 days after the events of the New Testament, they were like, we should fucking write this down. Like, they got on it so quick. They didn't wait for like to pass the stories down for like 200 years, just like orally to other people and then write it down. They wrote that shit down. Cause like that.
Someone said, get a pen. Yeah. Someone said that.
Like, I was in a hit and run one time and I was like, the first thing is like, get the license plate. You gotta get the license plate.
Beatles 1? Was it Beatles 1? Here comes the sun 1.
It was Rango. Johnny Depp hit me. Yeah, well, that's my favorite part about the Bible.
I do like that, and I don't know the time, I don't know what year, but I do like at some point, Joseph Smith in upstate New York was like, you know what? I also have a Bible I found, and it's good, and it's the Word of God.
And it's real, and it's also, it was plates that I translated, and I lost them. I lost the plates.
What do you think the last year possible in, like, human history, because I think we've already passed it, that someone could be like,
write a new Bible?
I got a new Bible over here. Because let's say Joseph Smith did it in like the, I don't know, the 18th century, maybe like the early 19th century.
Yeah, it was like 1880 something.
So, okay. Sure, that makes sense. But what was the, because he did it, so it's got to be later than that.
I think religions and cults will continue to pop up. But sure. I think we've passed the time where someone can say, I found magical golden plates that have a New Testament in it.
What if, I agree with you both. I think we have passed the time. I think plates seem outdated.
Yeah.
Is there room for not a Bible? Is there room for, like, I found a pamphlet? Is there room for, like, I found a
I got
a Zoom.
Email.
I found this a Zoom preloaded with audio that's the word of God.
It's 2017 and you're checking your spam folder and you found a spam email from God that had a whole new Bible. This is it. You found it in your spam.
Yeah.
Great news, and, John Patrick Cohen, and you open it, and then it's...
Great news, my prophet.
I want you to bring a new Bible. If you send me 1 million followers, I will gladly pay you back 40 million followers from the King of Cups, King of Christ.
Oh, God, I would love to write a Bible. I would love to write a new Bible, get a couple
hundred
guys. I will
say, I think our patrons would love if you wrote a new Bible. I do think that people, if your meditations are any indication, I think... A full-blown religion by JPC? What?
I would call it the New Testament because it's better than a Testament.
Ooh. Wow. I'm in. I'll be your, what is it? The
Don't
lady
say
that
Magdalene. Don't
is
say Mary
like
Magdalene.
The
Don't say Mary
number
Magdalene.
Two in a cult.
Mary Magdalene.
High priestess. Who's,
is there an official title for the number two in a cult?
I want to be whatever that is.
She was like a Todd.
Usually Cheney.
You think it's like a vice cult president?
Vice cult. I would like to be your vice cult president, please.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of like the old way that they did it in America, where the cult president and the cult vice president would be from two different parties. And they wouldn't really get along. Yeah.
The runner up just becomes vice president. It's easier that way.
Easier.
Now, JPC, in the actual Bible, which, of course, I believe... with no sarcasm, is the absolute word of God.
Excuse me,
I just remembered a Laffy Taffy rapper. There are famously seven deadly sins. Now, JPC.
Yes.
Are you over or under on that with your new Bible? With the New Testament?
That's a great question.
I'm going to keep the original seven deadly sins, but then I'm going to also add seven corresponding deadly creatures that apply to each one of those sins.
Okay, now we're talking.
Let us know.
Don't covet thy neighbor's wife, scorpion.
Well, no, so that's the Ten Commandments, but we're close.
Wait, I want to hear it, JPC. Break it down for us.
Okay, so of course, wrath. We got to have gorilla. Those guys have a million times their strength.
Don't look at me.
Sloth, giraffe, of course. One of the laziest, tallest looking motherfuckers in the world. What do we got?
I'm surprised by that. I would have thought
envy,
sloth.
Because those guys have it so easy.
Yeah. Of course. You'd love to be just hanging out of a tree like that.
I would.
Greed. Dude, this one's easy.
Gecko.
Human.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, actually, did you forget that humans are animals and they're also fucking greedy?
I feel like I'm really learning.
No, pig! Never mind, pig. It's pig.
And then, of course, gluttony, camels. What are you doing with all that water? Other people need to drink. It's a desert, dog.
You think I wouldn't like a hump full of water?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, can you imagine, I would too.
Can you imagine you're a camel?
Wink.
Aaron,
is that
you want
funny?
A hump.
Now, Aaron, you should say you want a wet hump. Take it again and say you want a wet hump.
What did I say?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're getting a call to the main Riddle phone.
Oh my God, the big red phone in the middle of the room?
Yeah. Shh.
Okay.
Hey, Riddle, this is Adel. Oh, it's Fergie. Ooh. It's Fergie. Aaron, it's Fergie.
I'm not here.
To talk to you.
No,
what's this regarding? My humps?
Oh, I thought it was about me making fun of her national anthem. God.
Erin's actually gone. She can't talk about my humps right now. Can I talk to you about Let's Get It Started in here? Oh, hello? Hello?
Oh, good call. Huh. Turn it back.
Nice.
Turn it back.
Turn it back.
Pride, of course, Bunch of Lions, and...
Of course.
What are we doing? What's the last one?
Gluttony's...
Lust. 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 Of
Penguins.
Sloths, again. Sloths take back two.
Can you imagine
Penguins?
Can you imagine being a camel? And you have one hump, and you're like,
yes.
You're like, I fucking did it. I fucking drank up all this water. I'm storing it. And then you walk by, and you see a camel with two humps. And you go, what am I even doing?
And your mouth just falls open, and you go, holy shit.
You go, holy shit.
And why don't we have, spitting. Do we have three hump camels? Are there three hump camels?
They are. We haven't found them yet.
They're deep. They're deep under the sand. They can survive for hundreds of years under the sand with their third hump.
They just put a little straw up through the, it looks like a reed, but it's a straw.
It's a straw.
It's a straw. 1660.
I'm sick of people saying it's not a straw. It's a straw. It looks like a reed, but it's a straw.
Hi, my name is Reed Richards. No, your name is Straw Richards.
Straw.
You look like a reed, but you're a straw.
You look like a straw, dude. Your name is Straw Richard.
Well,
get
I can stretch into a straw. Okay.
What are we talking about?
1660, February 23rd, 1660. Charles VI becomes king of Sweden.
Oh.
And that's pretty cool. What else do we
Charles
have?
Charles VI. Oh. What is he known for?
Sweden has a king?
Had. They at least had.
And yeah. P.S., I want to see how many rulers I can stick in my butt. Charles VI, you have my number.
More like Chargers, the 5.5, honestly.
He's a shower, not a ruler. Erin, this is of apex interest to you. February 23rd, 1823, Boston was incorporated as a city. Erin, happy, this is 102 years. Happy 102nd birthday to Boston. We baked you this. JPC, do you have any donuts or coffee or Aflacs? Ben Aflacs?
Do you have anything?
I got the Aflac duck, but he's dead.
We baked you. We made a Peking Aflac duck. That's where we lacquer of Aflac duck.
He's dead? You cooked? It's this duck that's on the table?
Yes.
This is what you got to celebrate Boston's birthday?
Yeah.
I was gonna.
Could have gotten this like Dunkin' Donuts or like Boston cream pie or like.
Okay, so I hit the Aflac duck. I hit the Aflac duck with my car, and I had to do something. Okay,
and now I can't drive for a year. But
Erin,
this
I
duck
do
is delicious. Okay.
JPC and I are just people who live in Massachusetts.
Great.
And you are the city of Boston. And we're celebrating your first birthday. This is 1823, your first birthday.
Hey, here's a cake. Plop that down, light some candles here. And happy birthday, buddy.
Sorry, I always cry on my birthday.
Oh.
That's okay that you're crying. Here's a handkerchief and you just wipe your eyes.
Yeah, I went to New York's birthday a little while ago. And I just realized that they're like way bigger than me and like their city's on a grid and mine is just a nightmare labyrinth of one-way streets. And it sort of feels like a lot of people here are just sort of prone to road rage and it sort of feels like, I don't know, I just am feeling like I should be further along than I am only a year in.
Yeah, I was almost run down by a horse and cart the other day.
Oh, don't forget to park your cart.
See, everyone here talks like a drunk baby. And other cities, they talk fancy. Like in London, they talk really fancy. And here, it just feels like you'll never be able to take anyone here seriously.
Did you say that everyone here talks like a dunk baby? Like we're dunking a baby? Like
Mr. Donuts,
dunking...
please don't have an idea on my birthday.
I call it dunking babies.
That's what priests do. When they baptize them.
I need a year's salary. I need $2 from everyone, please.
On my birthday? Are you serious?
Hey, did anybody say Duncan Babies, the number one priest in town?
Holy shit, there he is.
He's
he
spinning
made
a
it.
Baby like a
Well, boom shakalaka. Like... Boom shakalaka.
Somebody write that down.
Oh, man.
Well, that's my new character, Duncan Babies. That will come back. That is, that has legs.
And that's one of the characters from Macbeth, I believe.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Mm-hmm. February 23rd, 1836, in San Antonio, Texas, the siege of the Alamo began. Imagine all those people racing to rent a car, George Harrison.
Wow.
Do I remember the Alamo? Do I remember the Alamo? Was
it,
yes.
Now, was it, the siege of the Alamo, but as I recall, there was shorter lines at Thrifty, and budget was wide open.
And rental was already on flames. On flames. Uh-huh. On top of flames.
What's the name of the colonel from the Alamo?
Bowie?
The guy that... Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a star, man. Bowie, please. They're at the gates.
Is it Colonel Travis? Is Colonel Travis the guy from the Alamo? Got absolutely smoked.
I truly just know...
Pee-wee's Bowie, Playhouse?
Bowie's... Oh. The Bowie knife. I truly just know Pee-wee's Playhouse. And then wasn't... Who was the other guy? Was like... Who's the guy that had the raccoon hat? Who's that guy? Who's that? Daniel Boone?
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett? Were Davy Crockett or Daniel Boone involved with the Alamo? I don't think in my entire fucking life I've heard, read, seen, listened to anything. Heard and listened to are very different skills. Anything about the Alamo. I truly only know it because people say, remember the Alamo. I've never been taught a single speck of the Alamo. What happened at the Alamo?
I the only thing that I know about the Alamo is that Colonel Travis, who was the guy who was kind of in charge of the whole thing, was like, victory or death, and then he got fucking death. I know that dude got fucking smoked at the Alamo.
That's like the They Live conundrum of like, I came here to do two things, chew bubblegum and kick ass. And then he got his ass kicked by the Tybo guy. Let's see here. What else?
What's his name? I did all of his videos.
Oh, Billy Blanks? No.
Yeah. Body, uppercut, kick, roundhouse, let's go. Body, uppercut. I loved Tybo. I did all the DVDs.
That used to be the biggest thing in the world, and now nobody thinks about it or does it. 1875, February 23rd, 1875.
I might go back to it. I'm going to send you a video of what my face looks like after I do a Tybo workout this afternoon. It's going to be beet red, and I'll be crying.
Mouthful
and she'll
blood.
Send that to us, not to you perverts who are listening to this. Okay, so don't be coming to the Patreon comments being like, where's the picture? Where's the picture? That's for me. That's not for you.
That's also something a caveman does when he's going to a wedding. Tybo.
Oh.
Tybo. You mean bow tie? Tybo. Okay. A bolo tie is not a tie, caveman. In 1875,
bow tie,
February 23rd,
that gives me an idea. And that caveman's name was
Pasta.
Big Boy and Andre 2000 BC.
1875, February 23rd, Jay Palissa discovered asteroid number 143, a.k.a. Adria.
Oh.
Like that's where the Adria asteroid came from.
Looks like we're scraping the bottom of the history barrel if this is asteroid number 143 discovered.
Was that a good one? Was that a big one? Was that an important asteroid? Did that one hit the Earth? Is that the deep impact one? Did they Armageddon that asteroid?
Is that the dinosaur one?
Now, when it comes to discovering asteroids, you don't want it to be a hit. You want it to be a flop. You want it to be a swing and a miss.
That's like the producers, right? Like you like really oversell the asteroid, and then when it misses the Earth, you just collect the
You take
the money.
All the investor money, all the Galileo deeds. 1886, this is a big one. No one can deny the impact this has had.
1886?
Can we guess?
1886. I mean, this is going to be very hard to guess. This is one thing in the entire annals of history.
No, it's not the entire annals of history. It's 1886.
Okay, go ahead.
1886.
I think Carter was president.
The Jay-Z, yes. Sean Carter.
Industrial Revolution. First time anyone used a industrial sewing machine.
Now, Aaron, 1886, we're about, I want to say 80 years too late at that point.
All right, it's people like working in factories and shit. That's exactly what's happening in 1886.
1886, okay. This is right after the Civil War, which really was a revolutionary war, and the Revolutionary War was a civil war.
Excuse me, do you mind if I stab you with my bayonet? Go ahead, good sir. Unbelievably civil.
1886. I gotta say, this is...
make a better guess than mine.
I'll give you a hint. This is something invented by Charles M. Hall.
Oh, the Hall's cough drop. Did he invent Michael C. Hall?
He invented the concept of dextering.
The concept of dexter.
And of course, dextering is when you kill someone who deserved it, and everyone goes, what a cool dude.
If you kill someone who doesn't deserve it, that's called being ambidextrous.
Well, ambidextrous is also when Dexter takes Ambien, which is a real nightmare.
I'm a sleepy Dexter. That new season was not good. Yeah, didn't watch it. Good. Not a comment. Didn't watch it.
I couldn't watch the actor who played the son, the way he eats, anytime he had to eat something, I had to turn off the TV. It was unwatchable. 1886, Charles M. Hall completed his invention of...
The steam-powered rail museum.
Very close. Aluminum. This guy invented aluminum.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adel. He invented aluminium.
Aluminium.
As George Harrison might say, as
it
crashes
from
his
England,
gun.
And I say aluminium.
Did he
Fuck
discover
off.
It or did he make it?
I do want to see a scene. It is 1886. Aaron, you have just invented, not aluminum, but you have just invented aluminum foil or tin foil. Mm-hmm. And JPC, you are a fellow colleague and inventor.
Ah, wait, I see you're about to put your leftovers away, but they sort of seem a little bit open to the elements, don't they, Tobias?
Yes, I guess they do, but I mean, that's okay. The fresh air is good for the food. It makes it strong and hearty.
Not if you don't want flies sitting on it. Let's see, what if I just... what's this over here? What the... And shiny and...
What the hell? Keep that heavy metal away from my food. You tore it like it was nothing.
Ah, it's light as paper and as protective as a shield. It's called aluminum foil.
Oh, my finger punched right through it.
Oh.
Protective as a shield?
Oh, it looks shiny.
Yeah, super
thought it
thin.
Would be. I think it'll sort of just stop... I guess it's going to be sort of the same as Saran wrap, which I know you invented.
Well, my wife did. Susan Sarandon.
Scene. Wow.
She's a bit of a political loudmouth. Not that I'm complaining.
Sounds like you're complaining.
As long as the checks keep coming. Hold on.
You don't have to keep saying this. You could. The scene's over. You don't have to just keep saying these problematic things.
Susan Saran wrap. Yeah, such thin metal. That's an accomplishment. 1886. This is also 1886. The Times of London, the Times of London newspaper, the Papes, publishes
Londominium.
publishes the world's first classified ad. Now, what do we think was being sold, advertised for the world's first classified ad?
It was a misconnection.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah,
you stabbing my roommate, me, in awe.
I was in the street, covered in shit, muck up to my legs.
Sure to die before 32. You, mangling everyone.
Okay, so this is interesting because for a long time, classified ads were like a chief revenue source for newspapers before Craigslist came along and disrupted that whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, this is what, 1886?
1886.
This is someone trying to sell some used aluminium.
So yeah. This is, well, hold on. Both of these are 1886, and both of these are February 23rd. So you're saying someone bought the very first aluminum that morning, and by that evening made it to press time to publish the first ever ad.
Yeah.
I love this.
He bought it, got it so fucking dirty that he had to get rid of it. And the ad's like, I'm getting rid of this shit. Cheap.
This isn't iron. What is this?
What? What would it be? What would it be? Selling a horse. Selling a cart. Cart for
selling the cart before the horse.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yes. Before the horse.
Do you know for sure what this was selling, Adel? You have this information pulled up?
Doesn't say.
Oh, God.
I know. It's such a bummer.
Damn.
1895, Jop, J-A-A-P, Jop Eden, skates world record.
When is this?
1895. Now, this must be ice skating.
In 1895, there was someone setting the world record for ice skating? What the fuck could
that even
be?
So sorry, JPC. Not someone. Japidan. The wickedly talented Japidan.
Are you sure that someone didn't just misspell Japan really bad?
Oh, yeah. 1895 Olympics, Japan won.
Skating? Like, speed skating?
I think so. It says, there's a picture of Japidan striking, handsome guy. He kind of looks like Paul Dano. It says, cyclist and speed skater. He has a million little medals on his chest. So he might have also been in the military or something. Those can't be speed skating medals.
Well, I mean, they can.
Could be like
if I saw a speed skater and he was covered in medals, my first assumption would be speed skating medals, not this guy's got to be in the military.
Sir, our army is being demolished. We have to get off the ice. Please, sir, retreat.
No. I know speed skating. Speed skating, that's rings. You get rings for like the Super Bowl. You don't get medals. This guy's got to be the army.
That's so funny.
February 23rd, 1896, Tootsie Roll introduced by Leo Hirschfeld.
The dance?
And now all our
come
teeth
on,
are ruined.
Baby.
Yeah.
And do the Tootsie Roll.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Adel, you said 1896 was the first Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
Do you think the first Tootsie Roll tastes anything fucking like a modern day Tootsie Roll?
No, it's like how they say that we will never know how corn originally tasted. It's like that, where it's like the first Tootsie Roll was probably like, it was probably like compressed
cocaine.
Like 40 pounds of cocaine and maple syrup compressed into like a nougat. And everyone who ate it was like literally hovering 2 inches off the ground, just vibrating at a frequency.
I don't think this is like, you know, novel or interesting, but I think the best use case for having a time machine would be to go back in time and like just, you're not changing anything. You're just taking like food from back in time and then like trying corn through the ages. I think that would be a very fun use of a time machine because you're not changing anything. You're just getting a sample of flavor of like what corn was like.
I want a Coca-Cola, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. The original?
Yeah, the original.
GBC can say.
The original Coca-Cola came with a straw, but not for the bottle.
Ooh,
a straw and a rolled
fun.
Up dollar bill.
And a credit card and a glass table.
And a bunch of douchebags who you can talk to.
Who think they're just very interesting. JPC, you have a platform now. You are writing a new Bible.
Okay. Yes.
You can, you know, in the original Bible, there's Ecclesiastics or John 3:16 or...
those two are in there.
Morfondite, whatever those chapters are, the books of
the
Bible.
It's Morfondite time.
Why don't you add a Bible? Why don't you add a Bible chapter that's called Corn Through the Ages? And it's talking about how we should all, once in our life, get in a time machine, go back and taste corn.
You know what, Adel? This is a really great point because my Bible is not going to be like the traditional Bibles. It's going to have fun little sections like, it's going to be edible. It's going to have fun little sections like Corn Through the Ages. It's also going to have ads and classifieds.
Oh.
So if you want to advertise, hrrpodcast@gmail.com, if you want to advertise in my new Bible, you just send that and then Venmo John-Cohen, that's C-O-A-N, let's say $50 to $100,000, and I will get you an ad. That's $50 to $100,000. The sky's the limit.
And
here's how much space you want.
JPC, when this eventually becomes a, I want to say New Jersey Times most seller, which is, of course, the top 1,000 books sold in New Jersey.
Right across the river.
It's so close. It's basically New York.
It's basically New York.
You will have to inevitably come up with an audiobook, and I would like to record very quickly just part of the chapter Corn Through the Ages.
Bullet holes whizzing by, just whizzing through, into the room.
Okay.
That was a long walk to that joke, and I was like, I think it might be what I think it is, and here we go, and I'm excited. JPC, can I just make a couple requests? I'm sure Adel will have a few after he hears mine for your Bible.
Please consider this to be total request live. Make as many as you'd like.
I would like there to be fun stickers that are scratch and sniff. And then also maybe some fun word searches.
Yes.
Some mazes. Like I want it to feel like a fun activity book.
It should be engaging and interactive. And, you know, you should be able to do the Bible at any age, right? Like an old person and a young and a child should be able to get the same level of enjoyment out of my Bible. That's a really great point.
I love that.
Yeah. The Bible has absolutely zero activities or games in it right now. And that's
coloring Bible.
Yeah,
this
coloring
thing
Bible.
Is begging for an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adam, what about
dots,
you? Anything you want?
I would love, because I feel like the Bible is pretty, it comes from a very authoritative voice, and it feels like it's just saying, these are the facts, and you should believe this. Like, it's basically saying, like, trust, bruv, believe.
Yeah.
I feel like your Bible should read people to filth. Like, was it Abraham? Put him on blast and be like, this guy killed his own son. I never said to do that. Like, it should be, like, rumors and gossip, and it that's how it should play out, like a good album.
Okay, so everything in this Bible is going to be written in fourth person as well.
Yes.
So it's going to be like, okay, so I heard from God that a guy said, like, it's just all going to be rumors.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bigger than rumors.
Bigger than Fleetwood Mac.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
If my Bible doesn't hit the Billboard charts, I'm going to fucking shit.
Okay, can we do a whole episode that it's about your Bible? I think that this has legs. I would like to
help. This has legs.
February 23rd, 1910. The first radio contest is held in Philadelphia. Now, I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are sort of a radio. They didn't call them disc jockeys back then. They didn't have discs. You're sort of a speaker head. You host a radio show. Aaron, you are the first ever person to call in and win a radio contest that JPC is going to set up for you. Here we go. This is February 23rd, 1910.
I'm sorry. You said 1910.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. Water. I'm going a glass of water. Going to the Wawa to drink a water. I got it. Go ahead.
Mar from East Town.
Welcome to the Philadelphia Radio Show. I'm your host, Jimmy DeBeebs, and who is our first contestant?
Hello? Oh my God. My voice is coming out of the radio and I'm also talking on the phone. This is the devil's work. What is this? Who are you?
Okay, it's going to be hard to beat. Let's hear contestant number two.
Hello, did I get through? This is James Middleton. My phone number is 000-000-0004. Did I win?
All right, again, this is, it's not really
Hello?
A call-in. Okay,
oh, God, what is this?
So Steve's telling me we can't hang up on anyone. They're just going to keep compounding. So they're going to keep compounding. Let's go to contestant number three.
Hi. I'm calling in from the East Philadelphia, and I just want to say I love you. Big fan of the show.
Okay, well.
Hello? Oh, God, what is this? More voices?
First day of the show. Steve, can we not? Nope, Steve's shrugging. Just shrugging. Water ice. And scene.
I could have kept compounding.
I could have kept compounding all day. 1915, February 23rd, Nevada enforces convenient divorce law.
Enforces convenient divorces.
Of course, the horse enforces convenient divorces.
Divorces for horses.
I will say that
put that in your Bible.
By the year alone in 1915, convenient divorce law cannot be anything good.
No.
Convenient divorce law has to be convenient for, I want to say, the man.
Men? Yeah. I think you're right.
I want to say it's very convenient to just leave my wife and all of my children and just walk away. That seems very Nevada at the time as well.
Oh, yeah. It was the Wild West, literally. 1940, this is February 23rd, 1940, Walt Disney's animated movie Pinocchio released.
Mmm. Mmm. And he wrote that one for Hitler, correct?
Oh, my God.
It is interesting that Disney, for the most part, made their bread and butter by just reinterpreting like classic fairy tales, right? They didn't have a single original piece, maybe up until Fantasia. I have no idea. I'm speaking on my ass here.
I'm sorry, man. What do you think Steamboat Willie was? That was all original. That wasn't based on Hansel and Gretel.
It's basically the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. And then he had Mariner Mouse, which he turned into Mickey Mouse when he was about to be sued.
Lion King was Odysseus.
Does
anyone like the movie Pinocchio?
Absolutely.
Pinocchio have like a big fan base. I feel like I never hear anyone talking about it.
I like Pinocchio, and the new one by Guillermo del Toro is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, I heard good things about that, and I never saw it.
Beautiful looking, very dark. Good. But the original Pinocchio, I've never heard that crack anyone's top 10 favorite Disney movies.
What's the story with the original Pinocchio? It's you got Geppetto, he makes a wooden boy, the boy comes to life. What is the conflict of that story?
Well, we all know Geppetto couldn't have kids. So he made a kid, which is an affront to God.
That opening scene where the doctor is sitting down with Geppetto and is explaining his like low sperm count, and Geppetto's wife is just like head and hands crying. And he's like, I don't understand what you mean. It makes a bigger mess. There's got to be some sperm inside of it. It makes a bigger mess. Tell him about the mess. And she's like, no.
What I'm telling Geppetto, what's Ralph? Your name is Ralph Geppetto. What I'm saying is, you can't make a child by fucking a cricket. Does that make sense?
It doesn't make a sense. It doesn't make a sense to me.
I do think, is Tinkerbell in Pinocchio? Hold on. Isn't there a fairy in Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Is Tinkerbell in Pinocchio? I think it's the same two fairy. Things. They just reuse the fairy?
Maybe.
I would like to see a scene. GPC, you're Geppetto, and Adel, you're Geppetto's friend who's telling him to like maybe stop trying to play God.
A knock, knock. Tiramisu.
Water ice. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I brought you some tiramisu. I heard you working in the wood shop later tonight.
Yeah, I'm just back here beating away, trying to...
Gotta be a better way to a phrase of that.
When I'm out of the house, you know, it's a man cave. That's it's a worker shop, wood shop, man cave, all in one combo.
And Geppetto, I just want to thank you for carving me the first sex doll. The wood of the features are so smooth. Mm. It is so nice. Full adult wooden sex doll.
Be careful. It's smoother for now. Don't get it wet. It's like a Mogwai in that way.
I don't know what the Mogwai is, but I will say, Geppetto, we've all heard of the rumors. We've all seen it through the window. We see you trying to make it a boy. You can't have a kid, Geppetto. Let it go.
Because I live a rock and roll lifestyle and I couldn't be tied down or raise a boy.
Geppetto, you're a 72-year-old toy maker. You can't pull off leather pants. Take off the leather pants.
I can't pull them off. I'd love to take them off the leather pants. I can't pull them off.
You look stupid.
I make it a boy. When I make it a boy, I make him be like 7 or 8 years old. That way... By the time he graduated from high school, Geppetto's only, what, like 86, 80? I still got a couple of good years.
Geppetto, you make it a boy, 7 or 8, he's going to stay 7 or 8 like a Bart Simpson. He's not going to grow.
What do you mean? Bart Simpson will grow, just not physically. He grow emotionally, because the writers, they change.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. He's actually, emotionally, very unintelligent.
Oh, okay.
And knock, knock at Tiramisu.
Oh. Hey, we're naked in here.
Shane. Knock, knock, Tiramisu is knock, my knock. New everything. Adel, please, knock, I need merch. Tiramisu. I want merch just for me. That's the new baby crab rangoon. is knock, knock, Tiramisu. You walk into a room holding a plate of Tiramisu.
And Aaron.
Kit.
I love this, and also I want you to, the next time you play a character, I want her name to be Tiramisu.
Oh, can we
can we just get the same exact art that we have for Baby Crab Rangoon and just change out the letters to just say knock, knock, Tiramisu?
Adel, I leave that
to
you.
This is the laziest idea we've ever had.
I want a sweatshirt with that at my house by the time this episode comes out, Adel.
As a new greeting, instead of like, you know, like... Knock, knock, hello. Knock, knock, Tiramisu.
I like the couple that is Hey Riddle Riddle listeners and goes out in public, and one of them is wearing a sweatshirt with that art that just says baby crab rangoon, and another one is wearing that sweatshirt with knock knock tiramisu, and people are like, oh, these two are insane.
And you like this show?
Well, now we have to do this because I really, really want that sweatshirt. I'm so sorry.
No, Aaron, I appreciate this. This is very good.
Knock knock tiramisu.
That's also, I feel like kids should tell that as a joke. Knock knock, who's there? Tiramisu who?
Tara might sue you.
In Nevada with the convenient divorce law. Let's just do a couple more of these.
Okay.
Tiramisu divorce you. Let's see what else we have here. 1963, Luciano Pavarotti makes his debut at the Vienna State Opera in La Traviata?
Ooh la la, tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Uh-oh, JPC, this wasn't planned, but just got what got pulled up. 1964, The Beatles' third appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh!
What are we doing with famous things that happen? It's their third appearance on the fucking Ed Sullivan Show.
The 170th asteroid was found or whatever.
I guess that's probably pretty monumental news for 64 when there wasn't news happening all the time where they're like, the Beatles are back.
1973, gold goes up $10 overnight to record $95 an ounce in London. $95 an ounce in London? I think you got the metrics wrong there, my dude.
Does it say why gold went up that much overnight? It was what year?
1973...
Interesting.
So Jimmy Carter was president.
No, you can't keep saying that, JPC. I have a quick question. Well, yes. Adel tries to see why gold went up. We're obviously going to do this series for 100 more years, because that's how long our show's going to go. What do we think the most interesting day throughout history is? That, like, not just one year, not just one event.
Yeah.
Like, what day do you think is the most dense?
I have a theory here. I have a theory here that, to help break this up. And I think it's going to be a summertime date because I just think that like wars and stuff, like less of that shit is happening in the wintertime. Like when the, you know, I think there's going to be summer is when, you know, human activity really heats up.
Aaron, I absolutely, summer is always going to be when the most shit goes down, good and bad. Aaron, I'm going to answer your question with a song. Here's what I think the most important day in all of history is going to be.
What's this going to be?
And the few men I admired most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. George Harrison got his license suspended. That's the day. The day the music died is when George Harrison lost his license. February 23rd, 1971. The music died because Harrison said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not driving to and from Abbey Road if I'm going to get pulled over by this prick. Last piece of news. This is our last one. JBC, I swear to you, I did not know this was on this list
Beatles.
As I was scrolling.
More fucking Beatles. It's more Beatles.
February 23rd. This is the last one. February 23rd. We're going to begin and end. February 23rd, 1979. George Harrison releases George Harrison, the album featuring the single Blow Away.
So history is mostly Beatles, right?
Mostly
no,
George.
There's
Harrison.
Some wings, Aaron. There's wings.
George Harrison eating wings. That has to be a sketch, right?
Yeah, George Harrison on Hot Ones.
AI will be able to make that happen for us in like 2 years.
Yeah,
please.
For sure.
Oh my God, I would love to see AI create a Hot Ones with George Harrison and him just understanding nothing. Where it's like. So, what do you think of Twitter, now X? And he's like,
what are these cameras?
I'm sorry, I don't. Hold on, Aaron. Hold on.
No, cameras weren't invented until 1998.
Aaron,
the first photograph was taken February 22nd, 1998. And it's going to be.
Look it up, dumbasses. Neptune.
Bye. Oh, you said it. Thank you.
Check. Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and M. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Perry. Garrett sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.